The disarmament at this stage now, since it started on the 12th of last month, we do believe that generally is being conducted in a peaceful and orderly manner. This is our assessment. And our concern is, of course, that this should continue as it is.
What role has ANMES played in facilitating this disarmament?
Basically, our role, we are not involved. We are not part of the civilian disarmament because it's a government-led process. It's not a mission responsibility. However, we did mention that we support a peaceful disarmament, an orderly and peaceful disarmament, because we do believe that peace is necessary and urgent in Jonglei, and the spread of weapons is counterproductive and is, of course, hampering the implementation and establishment of a peace in Jonglei State.
ANMES said it has received reports of human rights violations in a number of disarmament locations, and it says that while serious and of concern, these violations appear to be individual and random cases rather than systematic violations. What are these violations? What are these incidents?
Well, basically, these reports reflect as individual harassment when the forces of the government, in some cases the police, in other cases the military or the SPLA elements, harassing the civilians when they were discharging their responsibilities. And other reports were also saying that abuses were committed by some of the elements of whether police or military in other locations. So these reports are usually shared with the government, and we are encouraged to see that the government of South Sudan is taking its responsibility to follow up on that and to investigate all these reports. Even if they are not systematic, we are still concerned, and we would like the government to pay attention to this and to do its utmost to make sure that human rights principles are respected by the forces who are involved in this process, meaning the police and also the military. The government is really doing its utmost to look into these incidents and to stop them.